Hello, hello. Welcome to Dímelo Mami. This is Daniela, and I am here with Leah today. We're just bringing in kind of a mini pod before we record our second episode to talk about something that's been weighing heavily on our minds, which is the 2018 midterm elections. There's so much that's been going on as far as, at least just in Miami-Dade alone, some very confusing initiatives on the ballot. There's a lot of confusing language, so we want to help you guys break that down. But I just wanted to start by telling everybody kind of why I am so passionate about this subject. I am Cuban American, part of a generation or first generation family in this country. And so coming from a family that had to flee a political regime, I understand that this is something, at least in Cuba, that happened overnight. We woke up on January 1st, 1959, and the revolution had happened, whether the majority of the country was involved in it or not. There was a coup d'etat, and that was it. So we can, although we think maybe we are immune to those things, I don't believe that the size of our country would prevent something like that happening, which is why I am so adamant about people being vocal through their vote and being vocal with their friends about going to vote. I know Leah came from, or she's got a similar political situation or background in Venezuela. So why don't you tell me a little bit about that and kind of what's getting you to vote and inspire other people this year, these next 6 days we have left.
Hi, my beautiful listeners. Just like Danny said, I want to get you motivated to learn about our political climate and what we can do to improve it or to at least, stop from it getting worse. Like Daniela said, I really feel like our youth has the power to turn out to the polls and change, the wave of anti-Semitism and white supremacy that has taken over our country, because honestly, we deserve better. We have our ancestors who have fought with their own lives to take us to the point where we are right now, and it feels like a dishonor to not be politically involved in our elections, no matter how big or small you might perceive them. So on our ballot in Miami, or at least Miami-Dade, there's a lot of amendments and referendums that aren't clear enough. We have a few resources. Director Billy Corbin from Florida made a guide that was really well put together by journalists and small business owners here in Florida, at least Miami-Dade. We also have the publication Nootropic, who also did a 2018 voters guide. So it would be really awesome if you just take a look at that and before you go to vote or while you're at the voting polls. So you can definitely know that whatever choice you make, it was your choice and it was an informed, fact-checked choice. Because a lot of the times we vote out of fear. And honestly, fear is what has divided and conquered in the past. And we can't uphold fear anymore. We have to uphold common sense. We have to uphold our communities and we have to uphold our laws. It is really important that everyone understands, what laws they're presenting to us, because a lot of the amendments are bundled up that together that really don't make sense. I was just talking about with Danny how one of the amendments talks about banning offshore drilling and indoor vaping. Those are two different things, and we just want you guys to understand that this is how they do, this is how they get things passed, and what is more important. And we have to think about, well, what really is more important, banning offshore drilling or banning vaping? Offshore drilling, but there's a lot of people that are going to be against banning vaping, so we need to get those people to understand that those things again can be amended in the future. But if we vote yes on an amendment like that, that's offshore drilling, that's banning offshore drilling, we could be hurting our ecosystem. So when you go to the ballot, make sure that you are weighing in the heavier your heavier priorities when you're voting yes or no in these certain things.
And I was actually, this is Daniela, I was telling Leah that, we I had been looking for voter guides all like any type online, whether, you know, they were based from the Democratic Party or unbiased ones, like the one in the Nootropic, which if you actually type in the Nootropic and November 2018 midterm voter guide in Google, it'll take you to the link. And it's kind of an unbiased look at what voting yes or no, you know, the consequence of your vote, basically, which, I mean, it's something I really want to talk to you guys about, because I don't want people to be afraid of going to vote. There is no wrong decision per se, but there are always consequences. So your decision, obviously, we want it to be authentic to you. We want you to feel like this is something that comes from, you know, from your ideals. You live it, you represent these ideals, those are your values. And at the same time, making sure that you understand there are consequences for the greater population. And a huge thing for me, a main reason why I love to go vote, is because not only do I want to feel more involved, but I want to feel like I am representing voices who cannot vote. Whether there are felons, like on Amendment 4, we have a choice now to pass Amendment 4. If you vote yes, felons or people who have previously been in jail, who have been basically they took away their right to vote, we will be giving them back their right to vote, which if you have paid your dues, I think I totally agree with. I think they should have their right to vote back once they've paid their dues and done their time. And at the same time, also immigrants. You know, Miami is a city full of immigrants. My parents or my dad came here as an immigrant. My grandparents came to New York as immigrants. So I like to think of my vote as representing the people right now in these types of basically internment camps where they're in between being deported or staying. People in Miami who are being arrested and deported every day, who don't have a voice, who are afraid of what's going to happen, who are afraid of going back to a very, very ugly political situation in their country. And I'm just here trying to prevent a very ugly situation happening in this country. That way we can continue to enjoy our freedom. We can continue to, you know, trust the media and trust things around us. So, Leah, why don't you give me a little bit more of your thoughts? Because there is just so much damn shit to unpack.
I just think Daniela and I, being from, respectively, from Cuba, I'm from Venezuela, we've firsthand seen the division that happens in countries when a leader turns away from journalists, when a leader turns away from minority groups in their country, when a leader turns away from you know, words of unity and peace and incites violence. We really need to pay attention to that, because it doesn't matter what their plans are for our economy. At the end of the day, you have to pay. You want to desire an equal economy for every person that pays taxes and is a part of your country. And I think, you know, the government we have in place right now does want an improved economy, does want an improved relations with the world, but on their terms.
That's all they want.
It's on their terms and just for them. And it's the type of division that we do not want to see in the world, because in the past it's caused war, it's caused racism, and now more than ever, the United States is seeing a wave of
hate crimes,
colorism and classism and hate crimes going on, even though we think we're so solid because we got back our, we gained our civil rights, but I feel like they can be taken away any moment if we don't fight for them, if we don't uphold them ourselves. Recently, Trump said that he wanted to take away the birthrights from immigrants who've given birth to children here. And I think that is just a way to stir the pot for his campaign in 2020, because it is a lesson to us Democrats. Well, not, I am a Democrat, but it is a lesson to all Americans that for this, in the same coin, if we wanted Second Amendment to get taken away, and that's in the Constitution, what does he want to do with the 14th Amendment? Are we going to let him take away our 14th Amendment right, which is if you give birth in the United States, you are legally a citizen? It gives us a lot to think about the way we interpret our Constitution, but I think that Trump is the wrong person. Trump and his cabinet are the wrong people to uphold our Constitution, because they're doing it for their self-interest and not for actually not for our actual benefit as a nation.
I think that's an amazing point, because something I've been telling people a lot is that Trump and his administration lack empathy. Empathy is a characteristic of any great leader, is understanding people, is having people's best interests at heart. So when you go vote for candidates, when you go vote for these amendments, think about the way it's going to affect not just you, but all the people around you, because we're a collective. We're a collective. So just give it a little bit of thought what the consequences might be, not just financially, because financially, things are always changing. However, we haven't seen a huge shift in the economy these past 2 years, although he promised it. There hasn't been a crazy shift. What we've seen is more human rights violations than anything. The promotion of hate crimes, the promotion of just mere violence against the media, against other people, against the Democratic Party. Unhealthy nationalism, just toxicity. I'm just calling, and we're basically calling for more humanity, empathy. Think of people first, not money, not like political schemes, but people. Because at the end of the day, you're a person. And this isn't me bashing the Republican Party, but I will bash the fact that they have said and repeatedly say that the moment they get the chance, they will repeal the Affordable Care Act. And that is just basic, universal human rights. Roe versus Wade as well. These are basic human rights that are being threatened. So it doesn't really matter what side you're on. Do you want clean water? Yes. Do you want affordable health care? Yes. So find the people, find the candidates and the policies that will support the things that you need. Not just you want, but you need. Because your voice truly does matter. So on that note, I want to give you guys some resources. If you are a local voter in Florida, in Miami, go to thenewtropic.com or search in Google The New Tropic November 2018 Midterm Voter Guide. If you are out of state and want to create your own cheat sheet, go to Ballotpedia, BALLOTPEDIA.com. Once again, Ballotpedia, BALLOTPEDIA.com. You can create your own cheat sheet. You can understand all the different, you literally just type in your address. They see where you are in the country and what is on your ballot. So you can go to the polls informed. You can feel like you've had time to prepare for this. It's not a test. It's not an exam. There's no wrong decision, but there are only informed and uninformed decisions. So on that note, we love you. And if you need anything, if you want to ride to the polls, we will take you. If you want to encourage other friends and maybe go with them, or send out a template to other people, send out these links to other people who need a boost, do that as well. We've got a few days left, and statistics show that in the last 4 days leading up to an election is really when you can have the best conversations to convince people to go and vote. So get talking, share this podcast if you need to.
And let's bring it home, Florida! Dímelo, mami, who are you voting for?
Dímelo, mami is in support of, we're in support of Andrew Gillum, because we want clean water. We want a safe state. We want climate change. We want sanctuary cities, and we want climate change to be under control so that we can live in Florida forever, or as long as Mother Nature allows us. So thank you so much for listening. We will be back hopefully next week with our second official episode. You guys are going to love it.
We can't wait till you hear it. It's going to be so saucy.
It's going to be saucy as hell. So enjoy and get motivated, guys. I want to hear if you voted. I want to see some pictures. Tag us. Hashtag Dímelo Mami. And follow us. We are here for whatever you guys need. Just opening conversation day by day. Love you.